Here's a quick roundup of news you need to know today, Wednesday, April 10, 2024. The country's perennial traffic problem front and center at a town hall meeting attended by President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. and transport officials. The president and heads of various government agencies laid out plans on how to solve road congestion. Marcos says the Philippines is losing billions of pesos daily due to traffic woes. He asserts improving the mass transportation system is the only way to solve the dire traffic situation. According to transportation data specialist TomTom, Metro Manila topped the list of areas across the world with the worst traffic last year. The Metropolitan Manila Development Authority reminds the public the ban on electric bicycles and tricycles on major thoroughfares will take effect on Monday, April 15. The MMDA earlier cited rising road accidents involving light vehicles for the move. Aside from e-bikes and e-trikes, vehicles such as traditional tricycles, pushcarts, and pedicabs are also banned from traversing major roads including EDSA, Shaw Boulevard, and Marcos Highway. The MMDA warns riders found violating the ban will be slapped with penalties. A top U.S. military official expressing alarm over China's dangerous actions at sea. Admiral John Aquilino of the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command says he's alarmed over the direction China is taking, especially when it comes to Beijing's maritime encounters with Manila. He warns China's actions show it wants to gain territorial space through force. The Philippines and China have had a series of maritime run-ins, including Beijing's use of water cannons, which caused injuries to Filipino troops and damage to resupply boats. And the Philippine Anti-Communist Task Force once again accused of falsely red-tagging groups, this time for including the farmers group Kilusang Magbubukid ng Pilipinas in its list of communist front organizations. Advocacy group the Amihan National Federation of Peasant Women condemns KMP's listing, asserting the move by the NTF-LCAC was baseless. It now calls for the abolition of the task force, saying its red-tagging activities often lead to harassment and even deaths. And that's your latest news alert. For more stories, go to news.abs-cbn.com and iwantpfc.tv.